Let's go back to the cricket now, because the Black Caps huffed and puffed and eventually blew down the Sri Lankan batting order yesterday, recording an innings and 58-run win at the Basin Reserve. New Zealand did so amidst a typically, well, it was almost untypical, it was so windy for Wellington day, with cameramen being pulled from the camera tower due to safety concerns. Such was the force of the gale force winds. Black Caps bowler Blair Tickner was tasked with running into that breeze for much of the day and taking three wickets too. Blair Tickner joins us now. Hi, Blair.
Morning, how are you?
How are you going after what was a pretty Herculean effort getting the call to bowl into the wind?
Yeah, it was a big day. The wind just kept coming, so it was a job to be done, and it was awesome to get a few wickets at bottom end.
What was the strategy there? You were doing a bit of a Neil Wagner, were you? You were pitching it in fairly short, peppering them and trying to get people caught on the leg side, was it?
Yeah, the wicket sort of flattened out, and into the wind's obviously easier to, if it goes up in the air, to not travel over the boundary, so coming into the wind was a bit of a job, but it created chances. So it was, the job that I had yesterday, and it obviously paid off later on in the day.
What was the experience like? You're relatively new to the side. You obviously had a big first innings total. Then you had 2 days to bowl them out twice, or 3 days, but you needed two in the end. Long time in the field. What were some of the older heads telling you about, you know, needing to be patient and that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, obviously we had a bit of a long run in Christchurch as well, because we had Neil down, so we bowled a few overs. So it was nice to have the couple of days off when we first started the game. So that was nice. But then in the end, it was just flattening out, being patient really, and hoping that we could get the wickets. We thought that it was probably going to rain today, and the wind was going to come. So yeah, it was sticking at it really, and it obviously paid off.
I mean, they put up a pretty strong batting show in many ways. Were you getting a bit nervous that you were going to run out of time, that there was going to be some bad light?
Yeah, I think we were scared about today just due to the forecast and with the rain. And obviously we got the extra half now, so, and then luckily Timmy got the last wicket. But yeah, we were a little bit worried, but it seemed to get wickets at the right times and just keep ticking over. But over 200 overs in the park was definitely hard work.
What's the mood like in the squad at the moment, with three wins now on the trot after what had been a bit of an up-and-down period? There does seem to be some consistency now.
Yeah, we obviously lost the first game to England after being in Pakistan, and we've always been in a good mood, really. We don't really go up and down, but it's been great, obviously, with a few wins now. And, we don't have another test match for 8 or 9 months, so a bit of a break now, but it's been an awesome experience.
Absolutely. And do you feel that you have now played your way into this side?
I don't know about that. I'm just stoked to obviously be in the team at the moment. It's obviously, like I said, 8 and 9 months, and there's key players to this test team that are coming back that have won a World Test Championship. So whenever we're around the side, I'm pretty stoked. So, you never know.
Hey, Blair, I've got to ask you just very quickly about your dad and his property, which was flooded up in the Hawke's Bay. Have you had a chance to talk with him much recently? How's he going?
Yeah, he came down on Sunday, drove down and watched a bit of the cricket, so they're doing all right. I think the whole of Hawke's Bay is obviously still hurting. There's so many properties still to be fixed, so yeah, he's in good spirits. But it was good to see him down at the cricket on Sunday.
Hey, great stuff. Hey, thanks very much, Blair. That is Blair Tickner there, Black Caps bowler.